evening, everyone, and welcome to ET Healing and Explorations in Consciousness. This is Jackie Salvitti and my fabulous co-host, the movie star, Veronica.
Star of my own mind, I think. Hi, Jackie. Hi, everybody.
Hey, we're starring in our universe, okay?
We are. Universal Productions.
Absolutely. So tonight we're going to talk about some of these lovely influences that are, you know, they're all over the map.
Oh,
and all this retrograde crap is... So it can feel a little overwhelming, certainly forcing us to look at ourselves in new ways. To learn to love ourselves, that's a big one this week.
Especially if it's dumping so much hidden karmic stuff, cellular stuff.
Oh, huge. I've got a little thing here from your friend, Deb.
Mm-hmm.
It could be a really challenging time, but also a wonderful time of self-discovery. And, you know, also I think we're learning a lot about how we handle challenges. I know.
Badly? Sometimes I handle it badly.
Well... Let's put it this way. Nobody will still talk to me about how I acted in the hospital. It was that bad. thank God I don't remember anything. So we've got, you know, Mercury retrograde, Pluto went retrograde. We got Saturn sitting on our heads. And some people are dragging through their days. Others are flying high as a kite.
Hmm.
So everybody's kind of making feeling this pull to make a difference. And others are feeling unsatisfied with their lives and their contributions. It's like all over the map right now. And I know you've been busy in L.A. with your TV stuff. I've been doing sessions, and I'm just fascinated by how, you know, and it doesn't matter what part of the world, they're all over the place.
Mm-hmm.
Show dedications, and then we'll talk about what's going on with you, too. Continued support of the people in Japan, the country of Japan, the earth and the ocean. We really need to continue our magic work, everyone. This is what we came here for. There are going to be other things that we need to be there for, and so we need to pull out our magic wands. You know, I mean, we really need to get serious about developing relationships, even if you can't hear your guides or you can't hear the team, okay? Asking for support. Since the opening of the Stargate, there are so many different races that have come in and, you know, are offering to, again, co-creatively, because there are some interesting rules on this planet, to work with us. And they have the abilities to do so. But remember, they're not going to do it for us. We do it together.
And can that be just how we, what was I going to say, sort of like how we communicate with them and how we embody their knowledge? I mean, how do we do it?
Well, in essence, calling, you know, going into a meditative state, calling in all the beings who are willing to be of assistance in any way that they can with any of their marvelous gifts.
Right.
And if you recall, there was dear Janet, in the middle of a session, these beings came in with these extraordinary, their eyes were just light, and they wanted to study us. And they're not the first ones that have done this. So many since we went before the Federation, and they all say the same thing. You know, We saw you at the Federation. We want to study you. We want to learn about you. We are willing to assist or help in any way that we can, you know,
in exchange for
studying you and learning about you. So this has been a really wonderful, you know, if I went tomorrow, Veronica, I can honestly say, and I feel this so strongly, opening Stargate for me was what I came here to do. I just figure it's all coasting from here.
Oh.
So, so calling them in and asking them to assist, these beings that came in with these amazing eyes of light offered to work with the oceans. This was before Japan. That they could help cleanse the oceans.
Oh, please.
Yes. So, you know, again, going into meditation, you know, calling all star friends. You know, we need help. We ask for your assistance co-creatively. And, you know, then put your attention on what it is. Use your imagination, people. This is so important. And see yourself literally going through the ocean, spreading this light, and them coming with you and spreading light throughout the ocean, clearing up all the radiation. I mean, it's so important. And there are still beings in Japan. I mean, I've been, I don't know about you, but since last week's show, I mean, I was so teary for days. And just, I knew every night I was there, still helping people cross over, working with the people in the nuclear power plant. I mean, it was just so, you know, it wasn't very long. I don't have any idea how long the meditation was, but it was powerful from my perspective because, boy, I couldn't pull out of it. It's like once we made a commitment to do it, it was like, boom, you're there, you know, and it's a continued effort. So, and like I said, they're going to be, you know, there's something really interesting I wanted to share, too. I had an interesting conversation today with someone who had a speaker, she lives in New York, at her women's group, and they're all very interesting, very successful women who are doing a lot of outreach programs globally and so on. And this was a Harvard professor, and he said, and he talked about Japan specifically, he said it's the one country that could have handled this kind of an event because of the commitment of the people that they will not go out and borrow money, okay, to what they will do is they'll buck it up. They will, their taxes will be increased. They'll assess the damage, what it's going to cost to fix it, and everyone will share financially in the reconstruction of Japan. And I just was like, wow. And, you know, this was a Harvard professor, so I really did pay attention to what she said, and I thought, that's amazing.
Well, that's such an encouraging thing. That's, I mean, a role model, isn't it?
It is a role model. And, you know, it's like that letter from last week that, you know, this person who shared so beautifully their experiences, to me, that was just so incredibly moving. That they took, you know, the worst of the worst, and as they said it, they knew that they were part of some huge cosmic event. You know, that this was not just a random act, but they got it on a very deep level that this was shifting and moving something very big.
Wow.
And to be in the midst of that, you know, and be able to go to that place and see the beauty of the experience, I just, to me, that is inspiration more than anything I could imagine. I, you know, last week's show, I was the biggest crybaby in the world. I barely made it through the damn show.
This is slightly a different topic, but not really. I was listening to some news today talking about the budget, and there were several people. One of them was a 96-year-old woman who got a PhD in 1940. And she's been quite an activist in this country, for example. And she said, regarding the world political situation and our budget talk and the amount of dissonance going on among levels of consciousness, and she said, I want you all to realize that this is politics of the soul. This is what we're working with right now. It's the soul. And I thought it was very profound. It was on the
wow.
News. Yeah, and she apparently is very respected, and I didn't get her name because I just caught the, you know, just as she came on. But she's 96, and she sounded brilliant, you know.
Absolutely wonderful.
But that feels good, even given the Japan thing and what we're dealing with here. You know?
Yeah, this is big stuff, and it is pulling us together as a planet. There's just too much going on for it not to. And, you know, I mean, based on what this professor said, you know, no amount of money can fix the nuclear contamination. This is where I have to go back to, we've got to go to our magic.
Mm-hmm.
This is what's going to force us to step into the more of who we are. Because there won't be an option. It is what we came here to do.
Mm-hmm.
And
I went to see Bashar this week.
Love Bashar.
Yeah, I know you did. That's why I'm telling you.
Love Bashar.
And he said, he reminded me about the radiation and so on. He reminded me in a much more potent way that we have to keep raising our fields and frequency above that reality, move the dimensions, and we're ready to do that, which is essentially what you're saying with different
words. Absolutely.
Mm-hmm.
Absolutely. And, you know, Bashar isn't going to be around very long. He's making his transition on Esasani.
Oh.
And so, you know, he's doing a lot of work right now through Daryl, you know, leaving a lot of information. I had an interesting experience. I had a session with somebody this week who said, you know, I found Bashar, and everything the team has told me is what Bashar says. And I'm like, really? Because I don't, you know, it's really funny. I simply don't have to, I don't have time to listen to my own stuff, let alone other people's stuff as much as I want to. And I thought, isn't that interesting? And Bashar had told me that Bashar works with us. I had a private session, and that some of his people work with us. And then he made a really interesting comment, which I still haven't figured out. And some beings that pretend to be them. And I'm like, what? I'm like, okay, so is that so they don't scare me?
What? Some beings that pretend to be Bashar?
No, they pretend to be Esasanian.
Oh, I see.
So, yeah, I know. I thought it was really interesting. But there was nothing negative to it. There was no negative spin on it. It was just such a very offhanded comment, and I'm like, huh, okay. he's the one that told me I have this interesting contract that any race can come to see me at night.
Okay.
I have an open door policy. And then he called me a cosmic slut.
That's funny.
You know, that's probably one of my great highlighted moments.
Did you just love it?
I absolutely adored it. It was very, very, very funny. And because Daryl said to me, why do you want a reading? And I said, I don't know, Daryl, but I'm supposed to have one. By the time I got there, I had a whole sheet of questions. So I mean, it was very interesting. So I wanted, you know, to talk about also that no amount of money can fix the nuclear contamination. You know, even though Japan is doing everything and they will shoulder the responsibility with great honor and respect, which I have a great deal of honor for them. But this again takes us back to our assignment. This is what we came to do. When people feel like they're not making a contribution, you know, I want to reach through the phone and shake them and say, yes, you are.
But it's pretty overwhelming when you think of nuclear power plants is still wanting to put more of them up. You know, all of this stuff is like, it just gets a little overwhelming sometimes.
But we can't go into overwhelm.
I know, but it still comes
because
up.
Because the minute you do, you give up your power.
Mm.
Okay. I wanted to talk about Dale, blessed Dale, who listens to the show. He listens to your show, Veronica.
Mm-hmm.
And up on YouTube, he's got a site called Spirit Guides Unites Channel. Now, that's a mouthful, Dale. Change that. It's awfully long. Spirit Guides Unites Channel. And on there, he has the New Earth. And this is brilliant. Mm-hmm. And it's a piece that he channeled with music and pictures, with the words about, I mean, and it's right on. I read it and I was like, oh my God. Okay. Mm-hmm. This was so right on. It was amazing to me. And I just did. If you're listening, Dale, do know that I have great honor for you, about, when we all decided to come in and what, you know, was the provocation for it, and of course, it had to do with nuclear and the World War II. And I've always known that that was the, you know, that was the catalyst for me.
Mm-hmm.
And of course, I was born. I'm one of the old farts. And but anyway, if any of you get a chance to go up and look at it, you can. And if you have a hard time finding it, if you go to, I'm up on YouTube now, with a channeling from the team and the intro to the website. And on my thing, there you can actually see where he's there. If you can't find it. Anyway, the one I'm talking about is called The New Earth. It's at the very top of his page. He has a number of channelings. I have not had a chance to listen to them, but that one really caught me this morning, and it was just so right on. Tiburon's latest piece, which I can't send out because of the way he puts the restriction on the bottom of his work, I would actually have to call him or email him to get permission. And
Tiburon?
Tiburon. What did I say?
I'm just checking to see if I heard it correctly.
It's Tiburon.
Okay.
And his latest channeling from Archangel Metatron, and it's about solitude. Brilliant piece, actually. And talks an awful lot about how many women, especially women, are alone right now and have been for years, and how this is a true moving into mastery requires, of course, you know, I'm alone, so I was like, yeah, right, that's it. That's the one, uh-huh. Okay, sure, now I got a reason for all this. But he actually does go into the fact that it's not that you can't find anyone or anything, it's that in reality it's what you've chosen to work on, to move through. And, you know, and I have to say that I would really tend to agree. And I so if any of you get a chance, just if you type in Tiburon, and it's Tyberone into your computer, and it's his latest channel from Archangel Metatron called Solitude. Some really good. By the way, everybody, I have launched the new website. It went up this afternoon.
Wow, good.
Good.
And I will send out an announcement, but I didn't have time to do so because he's fixing my show announcements so that they match with the logo and the pictures and so on. So I don't know. I had to go do taxes tonight, so I won't know until tomorrow morning if that works. But I will get there is a channeling from the team, a lovely channeling from the team. There is an announcement from me. There's also a channeling from the 10-10-10 opening of the Stargate from God and Goddess. It's auditory. Lots of new information. Very interesting piece on abductions, detainments. And that I put that up at the request of the Greys. They really very much want the team's assistance in helping people unhook from the trauma. They do recognize that a lot of people are still carrying this in their emotional bodies.
Mm-hmm.
So also a very interesting site for any of you, or you can sign up for the newsletter, is Flyers Files, FLYER S Files, Flyers Files. And he puts out, I don't even know how often it comes out, but all the latest sightings.
Oh, great.
Now, he's been around a long time. Okay, very respected in the UFO community. A super, super, super nice man. The question has come up a lot from people saying, well, you know, are the Greys still doing abductions and so on and so forth? Well, I was scanning through this, and I was like, oh, boy. So here's one. The Missouri police officer reports 4-foot-tall humanoid. A retired Missouri, now, this is the show me state, okay? A retired Missouri police officer reports a 4-foot-tall humanoid creature was in his backyard while a 50-foot-wide dull black triangle hovered above on April 5th, 2011. The witness's German Shepherd began barking at 3:15 a.m., which caused him to get out of bed to investigate. The witness stated, as I walked through the kitchen, I stopped. I could see a whitish-bluish bright light coming in the windows. Always a sign. I had never seen any lights like this and thought it must be a helicopter looking for someone. I did not hear any sound and thought that was odd. He then went back into his bedroom to retrieve a gun, Missouri, before continuing. Opened the back door, the light blinked out. I looked around the yard, looked up where the light was, and saw a very dark, dull black triangle above me. It had no lights on at that point. The object appeared to measure the width of my yard of 50 feet and just floated there, unmoving. When the witness heard a noise at the back fence, he went back into the kitchen to get a flashlight. Heard a sound in the hallway behind him. It sounded like two clicks, an animal of some sort. And the clicks are also signs. So I shined the flashlight there for a few seconds, but saw nothing, then went back out to the back porch, shined the flashlight in the direction of the noise, heard outside, saw a very strange 4-foot-tall gray humanoid-looking creature with big eyes standing there looking at me for just a second or two. It just disappeared. It did not run, and then I looked up, and the craft was also gone. I did not see it leave. I stood there frozen in fear. My dog would not come outside, which is not normal behavior. I'm hard to scare after 30 years on the police force, and I have FBI training as well. And I thought I'd seen everything, but this was not normal at all. The witness later realized that he'd experienced about 90 minutes of missing time.
Oh, wow. Interesting.
Yeah. Huh?
Interesting.
His wife, of course, was sound asleep, didn't hear a thing.
I bet she was cross that she missed it all, eh?
Well, and the interesting thing is that he has a red sunburn on his face, neck, and arms.
Wow.
And because his wife was worried about the sunburn, and this came through MUFON. And then there was another sighting in Nevada. Tons of sightings, you guys.
Hmm.
Tons of sightings. It's gone up probably 100%.
And is it really amping up because of the nuclear thing? Does anybody know, right?
I would say that there's all kinds of reasons for it to amp up because we're at such a critical time this year.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, remember, you know, every 20 days is the equivalent of a year.
Right.
We are just flying through stuff, and everything's at critical mass right now. Our politics, you know, the global economy, everything. And there's no rhyme or reason to it. I have clients in Europe, and I won't say where, and they have holdings in many different places. They are struggling all over the place trying to hold stuff together. Some of their closest friends, okay, very, very famous fashion designer, I also do them, and they're doing fabulous, better than they ever have. High-end fashion.
And I've heard that high-end vehicles and so on are selling like mad.
Well, this is what I'm... there's no rhyme or reason to what's going on. This is what's so fascinating to me. And so anyway, there was another sighting in Nevada, and Jacqueline had told me that two police officers up in Boulder City, which is the dam where we put all the crystals, had seen... a UFO, and I mean, everybody in Boulder City was talking about it, which is where Hoover Dam is. It's right outside of Vegas. And, of course, it's in here. And so there's just, you know, Nevada, it's very interesting. They rarely ever get reported in Nevada. We have no MUFON group here. Nevada is like a hands-off place. It's very interesting.
Hmm.
I have yet to figure that one out.
Hmm.
isn't
51 in Nevada?
Oh, yeah.
So that's very interesting.
It is very interesting. They keep a very tight lid on Nevada. Very tight lid. There is a Reno MUFON person, but no Las Vegas.
Interesting.
Isn't that interesting?
Yeah, it is.
And I tried to get my son to do it, but... I thought it would be something he'd enjoy. I don't have time to do it. So, Veronica, you're working in L.A. and you've got all of these movie people helping you?
Yeah. Yes, they're all in various parts of television is what they are. And it's wonderful. I'm having a great time. I'm learning a lot and my head's spinning because it's so much to learn.
I think it's very, very, very exciting.
It is, isn't it?
It is so exciting, and I have to tell everybody, please, no matter how difficult these astrological influences are right now, we're really getting ready to launch.
Mm-hmm.
And I see people doing things that, Dear Michael is another one who, he wanted to make a contribution, he wanted to do something, and he is now working with young people with image and helping them there. It's just wonderful. I mean, he asked, and when it came in so amazingly. And I just look at it and I say, you know, it's happening. It really is happening. We can't lose heart. We can't lose faith. And I found it very interesting that I've been so challenged with this website. This is like, oh, my Lord. Trying to get this thing launched has been very interesting. And there is music on every page. It's all different. It is from the last intensive, the 10-10-10.
Is it called ET Healing? Is it the same name?
It's the same name. It's just the new website.
Okay.
And it's, you know, Daniel Holman did the site. He did a beautiful job. He designed the logo.
Hmm.
And very gifted, very talented man. And he's a link on the site as well because I really, you know, he does phenomenal work. And but there's a lot of material in there. It took, you know, the team would not let me do anything for all these years, you know. And, you know, I don't think people realize how much it takes to write all this information and to assemble it and to edit it, especially for as out of body I'm all the time. But every word has to be right. And I would read something, walk away, I'd be halfway up the stairs or something, and they'd be like, no, that's wrong. I'm like, shit.
Well, it's nice to have a little guidance there, isn't it?
What?
It's nice to have a little guidance.
Listen, this is their baby.
Mm-hmm.
The photos are theirs. The videos are there. Everything is there. I just am the vehicle. I can tell you that one absolutely. No matter what I did, they were running the show.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't usually give my power up, but I'm certain that it's absolutely co-creative, but it really feels like somebody lifts you up and says, okay, move this way. And I've gotten beat up here, you know, a couple of times, pretty slammed,
mm-hmm.
but downloads of energies and this, that, and the other thing. But I'm really excited. I'm excited for everyone because I can feel, and I really recommend this piece that Dale did, because it will hit your heart.
I've written
it
that
really
down.
Will hit your heart to remind you of why you came.
Aww.
And that's the reason I talked about it, is because it will remind you of why you came.
And it's called Spirit Guides Unites Channel, and what's the name of it?
It's The New Earth.
Okay.
It's called The New Earth, and it's, again, Dale, it's brilliant, touched my heart deeply. And I thought, you know, this is where I see all of us coming in, whether we came in whatever year, whatever time, whatever location, but literally coming in with the same purpose, to assist the earth through the ascension process, to assist humans to, and finding that place where you fit, where you belong, where you can make a difference. I have to share one more thing because this is so fascinating. One of my clients, very shocked, had a dream that she was spending time with President Obama.
Hmm.
And the first night, second time, the next night, she was with President Obama and they were making plans, planning for the future of America. Now, this woman is very international, brilliant woman. And there's no question in my mind, because when George W. Bush, that's the young one, right?
Mm-hmm.
When he was in office, I had two separate people that George went to in his reptilian form, begging for help.
Oh, you're kidding.
No. Please help me. You're supposed to help me. And he was like trapped and couldn't get out.
Hmm.
So, you know, we're doing a lot of work in the dream state. You know, for anybody that's listening tonight, please do not underestimate who you are and what you're doing in the dream state. Please, 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 please. Even if your life doesn't feel like it's working right now, you're doing amazing stuff. So self-love is absolutely imperative. Don't be an asshole like me. Sorry for swearing up online. But, you know, where, you know, I just push myself so hard, which has not been very loving. But I've just felt like there was so much to do. And, you know, I'm having to learn to be loving to myself. Not this week, but next week for sure.
You're funny. But isn't it loving to do your passion?
Oh, I think that there's no question that it's loving to do your passion. But I think when I went to California, I woke up two mornings crying and realized that I had not allowed myself to be nurtured like I was there.
Hmm.
With my friends and the beauty of the earth and the ocean and the and people that just absolutely love me. And
for years and years, they're not just new people, too.
Oh, no, no, they're not. But they're wonderful, and they're just, you know, and I just, you know, we have so much fun, all of us together, and we just, when we're together, it's just unbelievably great. And it's like we all kind of feel complete again. It's really an amazing thing. So it made me realize that, you know, I really hit it hard for 7 years. Actually, I hit it hard long before that, but that's beside the point. I think that I have not been incredibly loving to myself, and I'm paying the price at the moment.
But you're doing it. You're getting through it right now.
I am absolutely getting through it, and I'm strong as heck. So nobody has to worry about that. I'm still lifting weights at the gym.
Good for you, Jackie. You're good for you.
Oh, absolutely. Every night, except for on show night. No, I'm, you know, nothing's going to, listen, if I go out, I'll go out in a bang. Woman drops weight on head. All right, let me bring the team in. Oh, I'm very excited, Veronica, with all the help that you're getting. It feels so positive with what you're doing in L.A.
Thank you.
It feels wonderful.
I'm having a good time pushing all the envelopes, learning a lot.
These people believe in you, and they're really supporting you, and it's wonderful.
Thanks, Christine.
Rarely do people ever get that kind of an inside boost. And this is, you know, one more thing for everybody. Lots of stuff coming to everyone now. Do not think that you have to struggle anymore, please.
Whew, that would be just great.
Yeah, I have this feeling so strong that the struggle is over. It doesn't mean that we aren't going to do our work, but the more we do our work, the less we have to struggle. But we can't do it thinking small. And even if you're not, if you don't have a shingle, if you don't have a website, if you don't have any of that, it doesn't mean you're not doing your work. You're doing your work. You're part of this incredible matrix of people that came in, this web of extraordinary beings. Again, go see Dale's piece. It really hits home. Okay.
Thanks for that.
All right. So good to be with all of you. Very good work last week. And we do encourage you to continue with your work. Don't forget about the golf. All right?
Right.
Don't forget about Haiti. Don't forget about Africa. Don't forget about the Middle East or Korea. Know that you can have influence whether you realize it or not. When you go into a meditative state and you're working magic, that magic transcends time and space. Well, I was only in meditation for 10 minutes. Well, you don't know how to convert 10 minutes into non-time, do you? All right? Was your heart open? Do you believe that you can make a difference? You see, you need to believe it. You need to be at the forefront. Do you understand what we're saying, Veronica?
Yes. Oh, yes.
In other words, yes, all of you that want to come work with me, please. I would appreciate your help so much. Earth would appreciate it. Humans would appreciate it. But I'm going to do my part. You see, one of the biggest problems from our perspective is that you are all such powerful beings who don't recognize it, don't believe it, don't feel it, haven't pushed your boundaries enough to test it. Play with things. We used to work with this young girl who lost her magic at 3. She used to be able to fly. This is her perception now. She could leap off this desk behind the barn and fly. One day she leapt off the desk and splat. And so in her 30s, she was still trying to float the remote control across the living room into her hand. Which we find quite adorable, really. Still testing our magic. And one day it's going to work. When she stops being angry that she lost it. Now, you're all magical, every one of you. You've all had those moments of magic where you've wondered, how did I do that? Or how did that happen? It could be a small event or a big event, but you've all had them. Every one of you that are listening to this tonight or at any other time in the archive. And the goal? To expand. Because if you can do it once, you can do it again. If you can create a quarter, you can create a miracle. Finding a quarter on the street or under the seat or whatever. You see, again, you've been sold a terrible bill of goods about who you are for a very long time, convinced that you don't have power or magic, when in fact you do. So you're like the elephant who's chained when they're young and requires only a rope when they're old. because they're so used to being chained in their formative years. And so many of you were chained for so long. For you, Veronica, when you flew, you got a little singed. Right?
I think so.
Yes, and then it scared you a little bit. How far can I go? And you're still pushing boundaries, dear. But all of you have gifts and talents. You may not know what they are yet. But don't stop asking for assistance, divine guidance, to get you where you need to be. Right time, right place, right moment. You're not going to be left behind, any of you. Now, we also want to remind you, if you know of someone, or if you study someone that is doing wonderful things, and you find yourself attracted to that person, you could be certain that you're participating at some level. Does that make sense?
Yes, it does. We're kind of modeling on them.
Well, energetically, you're joining with them.
Mm.
All right?
Mm-hmm.
Now, isn't that what your guides do with you?
Mm-hmm.
Well, in essence, you're joining energetically. When you support someone who's doing great work, it doesn't matter what kind of work it is, aren't you adding your energy to it?
Mm-hmm.
Now, that's not just a momentary thing. Those strings of energy stay. And just because you turn the page or flip the television doesn't mean that you're not still connected. Wow. Interesting idea, isn't it?
Yes, it is. We're growing our community.
You're growing it whether you meet that person or not. And the dream, that because it felt so real, and it was. That this powerful woman had with President Obama was real. This isn't somebody who's particularly enamored, but was excited at the idea of planning, charting a course. And she's a big soul. Now, you can do that meditatively as well, adding your energy to those that you feel are making a difference. Many of you have done this with Oprah. Everybody loved Oprah because Oprah was making a difference. You were adding your energy to hers. Shirley MacLaine, who was just on television here the other night, a day. Same thing. She was a map maker, a boundary breaker, very early on.
She was great.
Yes. And there are so many others. Scientists, philanthropists, even your movie stars that are out there making a difference. And then you have these people like the ones in the nuclear power plant. Would you not lend your energy to them? Of course you would.
Mm-hmm.
And that's what we're encouraging you to do. Now, to animal causes. If that is what calls your heart and soul, work with them. Or with children. whatever calls you. That is your frequency. That is your vibration. That's the piece that you chose. When you all decided to come in, it wasn't like you were all in a big room and everybody said, oh, well, let's just go do it. We'll figure it out when we get there. That's not the way it works. Each one of you at a soul level knew that you could contribute in this area, an arena, or this area, an arena, or this one, or this one, or this one. This is what so many of you right now are trying to connect with. What the hell is my path? What am I here to do? Which implies that you're not doing anything right now, which is a lie. Now, Veronica.
Yes.
Your path. Talk about it for a moment. Because that's always inspiring to other people as well.
Well, I've always wanted to do a presentation, but I've kept myself a lot smaller than that. And I love doing media, and I'm working on a television series, and I'm very excited. It's taken a long time.
All right. And the purpose of the series, what do you want to accomplish through the series?
Well,
this is the piece we want.
Okay, my original plan was to be a part of sending massive amounts of energy out through the media instead of the media just being something that numbs people. See, so that it would be uplifting, a paradigm-shifting radiance, a consciousness stream. So that's been my intention all the way along. Now I'd like to be more entertaining as well.
All right, so now you want to be comedic, is that it?
Not really, just to be uplifting, and people would want to listen or watch because it's entertaining and it's uplifting for them. But also it generates, like you said, we all work in community. It just generates connection with other people who are sending light out through the media as well. And I think we can, it just stamps up changing the world, and I like it.
All right, well, we're going to give you a hint here.
Oh, good. Thank you.
This is for all of you listening as well. These radio shows go out over computer networks all over the place. And everywhere they go, every place they connect through, connects with many other places. That energy is streaming out over the World Wide Web. And that's what BBS Radio is doing. And each one of you that participate, and each one of you that call in. You understand?
Yes.
All right. So, whether it's active, all right, with a camera on you, or passive, even in sending it, a squirrel is a perfect case in point, who diligently sends out all of these wonderful email information pieces, all right, the latest of this and that, of, she does an incredible job. But we don't think that she has realized how much service she is performing by sending this beautiful information out over the web.
Mm-hmm.
Because her intention is to inform. Her intention is to share. Her intention is to awaken.
To awaken.
Which amplifies and imbues the energies of everything that come through her.
Mm.
Now, if you ask the channel, she's had some of these things that came directly to her, although they never seem to get there. If they don't come through Squirrel, they just never seem to get through her system. But when every once in a while one will come through, she's amazed at the difference in the energy of it coming directly to her versus coming through Squirrel. So Squirrel isn't even aware of the kind of energy that she adds to. What is being shared? Because of her pure and clear intent and her beautiful soul and spirit. And this is why we keep telling all of you, quit playing small. It's not going to work anymore, people. You'll be very disappointed if you're not choosing something, somewhere, to do, including just meditatively, working with different areas that need assistance. And if you hold yourself small, you won't believe that you can do it. And you must believe in order to call on all of who you are. And when we say call on all of who you are, we're talking about all your other lifetimes and energies and, again, the multidimensional aspects of who you are. You can access all of those. And that's coming more and more. You'll all be able to do that sooner than you think. Popping around from experience to experience. Oh, today I think I'll go here. And if you listen to Bashar, especially in the older days, someone would ask Bashar a question, and Bashar would go through other lifetimes to access answers that he may not have himself, but some of his other lifetimes may. That's what you can look forward to. Now, Veronica, talk about your shows, dear.
I'm very excited about next week's guest, who is Lynn McTaggart, who wrote a book called The Field, and she did a lot of work with something called The Intention Experiment, which is a book, but also Conscious Intention Globally, and that's really
beautiful.
Had a huge
All right,
impact.
Perfect.
Isn't that exciting? So,
yes, and it's perfect. It's a perfect segue from this talk. Go ahead.
And so her latest book is called The Bond, I guess, Amongst Us All. And she's a researcher, but has used three different labs around the planet to back her research in this field that you're talking about, that we're all exploring
Beautiful.
Right now. So
Beautiful.
I'm very excited about that. That's Tuesday night at 8 o'clock.
Excellent.
Thank you.
Good work. And then you're on next Thursday, just before this show, right?
Just before you, on Radiance by Design, a call-in show. And we do meditations, too, and try to move energy.
Beautiful, and you do a wonderful job of it.
Thank you.
Now, we would like to work with all of you tonight, if you're willing. And again, if you're listening to this show in the archives, we would be available, regardless of when you listen to it. Choose something that you want to work on tonight. For some of you, as we said, it might be animals or children, people who are homeless or without jobs, people of Japan, those that are being murdered in Africa or in the Middle East. You choose, and we will come and work with you. And give you some help. All right?
Wonderful.
To be able to touch your magic and to have impact, people. It's time for all of you. Know that we love all of you so very, very much. We know that this can be a very difficult time for lots of people. And difficult to watch others who are struggling. Keep raising your frequencies every chance you get. Remember that you're here to inspire. Veronica, we know you know that you are.
Mm-hmm.
And until we speak with you again in this format, our dear, dear, dear friends and family. Namaste.
Namaste. Thank you so much.
Okay, we're still on.
We sure are.
Okay, if he didn't kill us. All right. Good night, everybody. We love you so very, very much. And remember that a piece of you is within us and a piece of us is within you. We are all one. It can be no other way. And thank you, everybody, for listening and for being out there and for making your contribution. I love you. Love you, Veronica.
Love
Have
you
fun
too.
In L.A., honey. You go get them.
I'm leaving tomorrow, but thank you so much for all the support. Thanks,
all right.
Everybody.
Good night, everybody.
Good night.